just want to share with you today the insights of the Gedolim in the Pshat Nechumash. First, at the beginning of Parshas Miketz, so Paro tells a cholam to Yosef, and Yosef deciphers the cholam. And he says there's going to be 7 years of plenty, and then there'll be 7 years of rov. And Paro asked him, tell me what the cholam is all about. After Yosef deciphers the cholam, Yosef says, "V'ato yere Paro yishnava in v'chocha, v'chisei al eretz Mitzrayim." So appoint somebody who is a Novain and a Chocham, and put him in charge. They shouldn't waste what they had. They're going to have a surplus, put it aside, and then it'll be like a pikadon for the Sheva Shnei Harov. So the Gedolim asks the Pam. Paro just asked him to decipher the cholam. What's he giving him eitzes for? Here he's in heaven. He's being taken out of a dungeon. He's giving him eitzes. I never asked you for eitzes. I asked what the cholam is all about. So Pam says, you see that the Torah is telling us that if you know something, you have to act on it. If you know there's going to be a Shabbat, Shnei HaSeiva, so what's the idea for? If you know something, you have to act on it. And therefore, since there'll be 7 years of surplus and 7 years of a rov, the reason why you're being told is that you should know it, and therefore do something about it. So Pam looks at this parsha, and he says, what's the parsha telling us? The parsha is telling us that if you know there's going to be 7 years of rov, prepare yourself. It says, if you know you're not going to live forever, and when you're young, you have all the opportunities of life, when you get older, you become frail, you haven't got the koichas that you have now, there's going to be a shnei harov, and you're going to look at life. You're wasting yourself away. Prepare yourself now that you should be able to carry on what you have now into later life. We say, L'hagid b'boicha chasdecha b'emunoscha b'aleilais. So what's the boicha? He says, when you're young, it's the beginning of the day. Look around and see the world. Look around and recognize what the purpose of life is. So that when it's b'aleilais and the day is going away and you're getting older, you won't get depressed. Samchenu, v'apoyche chasdecha u'neranano v'nismucho b'chol yomenu. If we look at life, v'apoyche, and we see the purpose of life, there's a function to life. There's no elmazeh, there's no elmaboh. Sabenu v'apoyche chasdecha then u'neranano v'nismucho b'chol yomenu. Then all the days of our life, we could rejoice. When we get older, we rejoice. We're living, we have an elmazeh, we have an elmaboh. It's not a time of being depressed. The idea of appointing Ishnova in B'chochon is that we have to be Ishnova in B'chochon. Look around. Look around and see what you have. See what life is all about. See the beauty of life. I'm going to share with you a Zohar that to us may not be the Poshta Pshat, but to the Zohar, there's the Poshta Pshat and there's the depth of it. When they went and they chased after the Shvatim, and they brought them back, and they found the Gviya Shel Yosef in Binyamin's sack. So the pasuk says, "Vayiru Hanoshim Kihuvu Beis Yosef." They were afraid. They saw they're being brought to the heart of Yosef, to the house of Yosef. So the Zohar asks, the people came to buy food. Why should they be brought to the house of Yosef? They were afraid because they're being brought to the house of Yosef. We came to a marketplace. We came to buy food. Why are they bringing me to Yosef? So they were afraid. They said, why? We're being brought back for the kesef that was found beyond Chaseinu. We're being brought. That's the reason why we're being brought. So listen to the Zohar, how the Zohar uses this pasuk, not uses, he sees the depths of this pasuk. They're afraid they're being brought to whom? To the leader. She says, "Vay lehem lo anoshim she'eino mevinim darkei haTorah." They learn the parsha and they don't see what is being said. Says, "B'shor shakodesh bochu yoboy litvoye mehem din almaseim." When a person passes away, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will make a cheshbon, have a din, when a person passes away. Terem shetiporet hanefesh min haguf, v'yayim hahu yayim hadin hu, yayim shehasforim psuchim, v'bali hadin oimdim. It's the time where the neshama is nefredes min haguf v'holeches, v'en yodas le'eze derech Taylor, the neshama doesn't know where it's going. Liyim hahu, lefikach nitzach lay laodam lehagiz yitzri hara bechol yoyim. Therefore, we have to be in good shape every single day. Sheyamayd lefnei hamelach bedin. He says, "Boy, urei, vayiru anoshim hiubu beis Yosef." Right? He learns from beis Yosef for the yoyim adin. Makan, what are they afraid of? Halei kulam giborim kulam takifim. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? He says, "Kashi yovay hakadosh baruch hu litvoyim in odom din b'cheshbon alachas kama v'kama. Ulefikach kol mi sheyesh averes biyodoy hu mefachid tamid." Like it says, "V'alken vayiru anoshim ki hubu beis Yosef." So the Zohar says, why are they afraid? I'm going to the person who's on top. I'm going to the king. I'm not going to a marketplace. Why did they take me to the king? Because there's going to be a cheshbon hanefesh. So my mail is, since there'll be a cheshbon hanefesh, I'm scared. I'm not buying wheat. The Zohar learns from here that the reason why they're afraid, because they're being brought into the house of Yosef. They're afraid. So when a person dies, he's coming from Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Zohar. So the Goyim comes on, and he goes a little bit further. Why are they afraid? We're being brought to the king. And why are you being brought to the king? Because the kesef that's found, the kesef that we found, that's why we're being brought. That's what they're afraid of. So what does that mean? So let me tell you something which is Negeya nowadays, some of us Negeya all of life. And Nebuch, we've heard things about this nowadays. But let me tell you the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Omar Rava, Shabbos and Daflam Adal from Adalav. B'shor Shemachnisen Odom Ladin, Baimim Loi, Nosata V'Nosata Be'emuna. Were you honest in business? Right? When it comes to din, the first question is, Nasata v'nasata be'emuna, kovata itim l'tayra, why can I eat the Torah? Second question, pasak b'peri v'rivya, etc., etc., etc. So Taisin Sanhedrin Dav Zayin is a question. It says, Tchilas dino yishal adam is on kriyas itim l'tayra. The punishment will be on lack of peace in the Torah. And the first thing they ask is Nasata v'Nasata v'Emuna. And then Kriya Sitim the Torah. So yes, the first question should be, Kriyas Yitim L'Torah. So Tosfos says, the punishment is for the lack of Kriyas Yitim L'Torah. But because Baruch Hu wants to know first, was in the Sata ben Asata ben Muna. That's what Tosfos says. And I'm going to tell you two insights into the way Tosfos is explained. Insight number one, that what does Kriyas Yitim L'Torah mean? Kriyas Yitim L'Torah does not mean did you learn. Kriyas means it's pegged in. I learned from 8 to 10. I don't budge from 8 to 10. I could be in the biggest business deal, but 8 to 10, I don't budge. Why? Because the reason why I'm doing business, the reason why I'm living, is for the Torah I'm going to learn. So that doesn't budge. That's Kriyas Yitim L'Torah. Right? Which means that the person's life revolves around Torah, and that I'm not going to budge. I'm not going to move it. The first question you ask the person is, were you honest in business? Right? If he says he's dishonest, so the Kriyas Yitim L'Torah is a fake. Because the whole tachlis of Kriyas Yitim is that your whole day revolves around Torah. And if you're dishonest, so you're going against the Torah. So there's no reason to ask about Kriyas Yitim L'Torah, because the Kriyas Yitim L'Torah is worthless. The Kriyas Yitim L'Torah is telling us that the Torah is the center of my life. If you're dishonest, so Kriyas Yitim L'Torah is what? It's nothing. So first have to know, are you honest or not? If you're honest, then I can ask you, well, Kriyas Yitim L'Torah. But if you're dishonest, so the Kriyas Yitim means nothing. That's one shot. The second shot, the Medrash in Vayikra, it says, Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem, Elov. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls to Moshe, and he comes in. Mikan Amru, Kol Talmud Chacham She'en Bo Deya, Nevela Teiva Heimena. A Talmud Chacham who has no Deya, a dead smelly carcass is better. What does it mean? What does Deya mean? Hilchos Deyas in the Rambam is Hilchos Midas. It says, if a Talmud Chacham hasn't got midos, nevela teiva heimena, a dead carcass that's smelly, is better than him. The Gemara Pesachim says, pshait nevilta b'shuka, v'al tetzarach lebrius, v'al teima kahana no gavar rabba no. He says, a person, it's better to be in a dirty, smelly business of skinning an animal, b'shuka, where people see you, and they know you're getting smelled up. It's better than taking handouts. Don't say, I'm too choshev to do such a job. Support yourself. He says, pshek nevilta b'shuka. Nevela is a smelly thing. And do it. If that's the way you're going to get your money, you do it. But don't go for handouts. See what it says. It says, Kol Talmud Chacham She'en Bo Deya, a Talmud Chacham who has no midos, a nevela is better than him. So the Rabbi Sternberg says, what does that mean? It's when there's a nevela, it smells. People stay away from it. If you have a Talmud Chacham and somebody is smart, unless he shows he's smart. He knows more than other people. He hasn't got good midos. People can be attracted to him, and if people are attracted to him, it's a perversion of what the Torah is. They will look at him and think that this is what Torah is. He's a smart guy, and he knows a lot of Torah. He could say a shir, right? And people will be attracted to him, and they'll be attracted to his way of life too. He says, Kol Talmud Chacham She'en Bo Deya, Nevela Teiva Heimena. He says, people will stay away from a Nevela, but they won't stay away from him. He said it's better he should be in a vela that people should stay away from him. It's better than his learning. If he has bad midas, he can attract because people, he knows. Gemara, he's learned. He knows Shulchan Aruch. He's got yalachas. But his way of life is a way of life which is connected to Torah. Kol tamad chacham shein b'dei and nevela toive imenu. Nevela toive imenu. The question of nasata v'nasata v'emuna, why does that come first? I want to know first if you're an honest businessman. Are you honest? If you're dishonest, your Torah means nothing. I don't ask you, did you learn? First, I have to know your midas. Nasata v'nasata v'emunah, that's the first question. Then we can talk about kviyas itim the Torah. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph over there says, Rosh Machnis Nadam Ladin, Emelay Nasata v'nasata v'emunah, Kavati itim the Torah, etc. V'afilu hachi, it says, Yiras Hashem hi oitzorai. If what you consider precious, what you keep in your treasures is Yiras Shamayim, then Eloi, he says, if it was Nasata v'Nasata v'Emunah, everything, he says, was there Yiras Shamayim there? He says, Moshe l'ma'ad v'adoyme, l'odam sh'omah l'shluchoy, ha'leili kur chitim l'aliyah. Bring a kur chitim into the attic, and holach ve'eloloi, did a good job, brought the wheat into the attic. Omalei, irafta li b'hen katkumtim, did you mix up in it a preservative, it shouldn't decay. Omalei lab, no, I didn't do it, I just brought the wheat into the attic. Omalei, so he responded, mutav, you were better off, imloi ha'leisa, you're better off leaving it outside. Right, because if you bring in the wheat and it's going to decay, it would have been better to leave it outside. And therefore, if you have no Yiras Shamayim, all that you've done is nothing. So, Rav Goldberg of the Ovar Shalom, Rosh Yeshiva Keren B'Yavne, asked, this fellow tells the Shliach, bring in the wheat. Says he, bring in the preservatives? No. So he says, better off not bringing it in. Well, why is it better off? So he says, why is it better off? Because if you bring the kviyas itim l'Torah into the house, which is the chitim, that's the marshal, and it begins to decay, it smells up the house. You're better off leaving the wheat outside. Don't bring it into the house. Moshel ma'adu avadayim, don't bring that wheat into the house. Because it's going to smell up the house. If you leave it outside, it's better off. Hey, it's going to decay. There's not going to be any terror. But if you bring it into the house, so people think you have it, and it's smelly. It's a tamad chokhmah shein b'deya. If you haven't got midos, then the terror is worthless. The Gemara over there says, he says, if you have Torah without the Yiras Shamayim, so you have the keys for the inside doors, you're learning, but you can't get in. The Torah is not going to affect you because you can't get into the outside doors. Without the Yiras Shamayim, you have nothing. So it's lost. Then it says, Makris Rabbi Yanai comes along and he says, Chaval al delesle darta, Chaval on a person who hasn't got a chotzer, Vitara le darta ovid, and he has a door to go into the chotzer, but there's no chotzer to go into. Right? So he says, what's the chotzer? That's Yiras Shamayim. What's the door? The door is the Torah. So yes, it's a sphere. First it says, that the Yerushalayim is the Pesach to go to the Panimi. So the Yerushalayim is the outside door to get inside. If you haven't got the outside door, you can't get inside. And it says, if you haven't, here you're building a door, but you have nothing. What's the nothing? You haven't got the Yerushalayim. So, here's the question. So the Goyim says the answer. It says that the Mishnah Masechta Avos says, "Im ein chachma in yira, im ein yira ein chachma." If there's no chachma, there's no yira. If there's no yira, there's no chachma. What pshat? So the Goyim says there are two levels of Yira Shemayim. There's a Yira Shemayim. You know, there's a God, there's a Torah. I have to learn. What can I do? I have a bracha lasik with the Torah. I got to learn. Not because it's geshmak, but because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said so. I got to learn. He says that there's a Yira Shemayim that brings you to learn. When you learn, and you learn be'iyun, you mold your mind to think in a different way, then you have a Yira Shemayim. First, there's a Yira Shemayim, that's a Hakara, there's a God. I got to do it. After you learn, and you learn be'iyun, and you have that Yira, because it's Hashem's Torah, then you mold your mind, and you have a different kind of Yira. Because as I've said, from Rabbi Noach Weinberg, that's how. The shirish of the word of Yira is re'eh, to see. The reason why you have fear is because you're aware of things, you see. So the lowest madrega of Yira is Yira Sa'inish, but you know there's the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The more you learn, it gets more clarified. The Rambam says that when Avraham Avinu was young, he came to the conclusion there has to be a God. And then by 40 years old, he kiras boirei. So the Al Ashur says there are two madregas. There's intelligence, or when you look around, you see God with you. You see God in front of you. He kiras boirei is a different hakara. So he says, im ein yira ein chachma. If you don't approach it with yiras shemayim, you will not get the chachma. So you won't be learning be'iyun. And im ein chachma ein yira, then you will never be zecher to yiras haraymamus. Because it's the Torah that's going to mold your mind to be makir the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Memela, both Mishalom are correct. If you have Torah without Yiras Shemayim, it means you have the doors for the inside, but you can't get in. The Torah can't affect you because there's no Yiras Shemayim. That's the main Yirin Chochma. When it says that a person has a door, but he hasn't got what the door leads to, it means he'll never get to Yiras Haraymos if he hasn't got the Yiras Shemayim. Because the tachlis of Torah is not stammed to learn Torah. The tachlis of Torah is to be nas adam b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu, that the human being should have the chokhmah of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if you haven't got the Yiras Shemayim, you will not have that chokhmah of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It'll be chachma without the Yiras Haraymos. So this is just when the Shvatim said that we're afraid that they're bringing us back to Yosef for the kesef they found beyond the Chesenu. So the Goyim says that's a remez. It's a remez that when you come to the Olam Adin, you have to be certain that your hanhoge in dealing in business or in any other thing, the hanhoge is an honest hanhoge. A ben Torah is someone who's an ish emes. If someone is not an ish emes, you know, it starts off with cheating on tests. When you cheat, if you're not an ish emes, you can never know. There was a fellow who was arrested. And the newspapers wrote up recently. They asked him, when did you begin to cheat? He's arrested. So he said, when I was in high school, he was in high school in New York. He says, and I paid the secular studies teacher, he went to a choshev yeshiva. I paid the Sagra Studies teacher to give me a good mark. That's when it began. And from that time on, kept on continuing till he's arrested. He has a wife and kids. A person has to be honest mit chila batzayt. The first question is nasata v'nasata b'emuna. Are you elah? Then your Torah has a chshivas. Otherwise, you're not a bit Torah. The Torah has not built you. These are some superficial lessons from the Torah. Let's hope you'll grow and become emissary of the Torah.